Sarah and Patty's snap poll.
Yep, our snap poll this morning.
So it's not compulsory.
Yeah.
It's going to cost tens of millions.
Yep.
It's not going to be that binding.
It's not going to be binding whatsoever because...
Yeah, it's not everyone.
Everyone's going to be taking part in it.
Yep. So what's going on? Are you for or against doing the plebiscite? So therefore, you get something in the mail. Are you going to fill it out? Is it going to be something you think this is going to make a difference? Or should they be doing this in another way? Do you agree with the postal plebiscite?
All I ask is, what is the big issue? What are they afraid of? I don't know what they're afraid of. Is there something underlying that we don't know? That they won't allow? I just don't know. Aren't they worried that if they say allow it to go ahead, that voters are going to turn against them? I don't think they are. It's bizarre. I don't know what the underlying message is.
I don't either, but I think that all of us have conveyed our messages, whether some people aren't saying what they really think because they're scared of what
others
would say. I don't know. I just think, why can't... When you look at last night, right, they're talking about this nonsense, and the very next story they were saying about rare cancers and children dying because they can't get their
medication
on the list.
Yeah, reduced on
all
the
this
pharmaceutical benefits.
There's so many
scheme.
Things. People are dying. More people with rare cancers are passing than with breast cancer and prostate cancer and other things. And you think, why can't they just get this thing sorted and move on to what's important and fix some other problems? This is a nonsense. When people love each other, they want to get married. I really don't care. How's it changed my world?
It's not.
I do care when other things aren't sorted. So,
and the money that they're spending on this.
Are going to waste all this money doing this post-out thing? I mean, we just finished the debacle of the census, which was compulsory, and people have gone, oh, geez, and that was a nightmare.
They can't get that right.
What's going on?
432-4444. Have a chat on our snap poll, or you can go to TGA's Facebook page. Can we take part in our snap poll this morning? Oh, the government. Okay. We're doing a postal vote now.
Is the postal thing, which is going to cost tens of millions, are you for it or against it regarding this same-sex marriage?
What do you reckon, Shannon?
I'm for it, but I think there's a better way as well. They can, at our next election, they can put it in there that on the sheet of paper, yes or no, you're for it, you want it or not. But, mate, we've got to look into the bigger picture early. Like, it's all politics. You got The Liberals got insider factions there, they want it, and that's what it's all about. And then you got the gay rights, for some reason, they don't want it for some reason. Like, I've got two gay nieces, and like, I'd love them to marry their partners.
Well, yeah. This is the point. Now, the reason that they are against the plebiscite is because they see it as a giant waste of money. When the government could sort this out without the extra fuss. I think that's their standpoint. And now that it's not even compulsory to do this, can you believe they're going to waste so much money?
And therefore it's non-binding because it's not compulsory. Shannon, do you look at and you go, what is the government worried about? Is there something underlying that we don't know?
Yeah, well, I do. Like, if you look, like, I don't know if you remember, I think it was a year ago, the people that were against it, I think the Catholic Church, they had a meeting down at Canberra, and then the gay rights had a bomb threat against them. You know, there's something there which I can't understand about the gay rights people not wanting it done. You know, I think they're afraid that I think they would not trust in the Australian public either.
Yeah.
You know, where I think the Australian public is all behind it. But what I'm really getting angry about is, yes, as I said, I've got two nieces that are gay, but there's bigger options out there, like the power prices and all that.
Oh, yeah. Living week to week.
Week to week, Shannon.
Yeah.
Trying to save kids who are dying from rare cancers, which I mentioned before.
Just childcare.
List is long, Shannon.
Thank you.
It's all political, and for some reason,
yeah.
they won't do it.
And they haven't got
it
into perspective, have they?
No.
All right, Shannon. Thank you so much, mate. See you, buddy.
Thanks for having to say on the snap poll, buddy. See ya.
See you, buddy. We've got Linny from Marty.
Linny, what do you think, darling?
Oh, good heavens, Sarah. I just think this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of. For God's sake, pass the bill.
Yeah.
Let them get married. Who's it going to hurt?
No one. Well, that's what I don't understand. What is the government afraid of? I don't know.
I mean, I have numerous gay friends who are in committed long-term relationships. Some of them have been overseas to the countries where it is legal. It's just so stupid. I'm so sick of this government. They're so
thing is, oh, look, we've got a lot of gay friends too, and I just want to go to a few more weddings. I haven't been one for ages.
Well, that's all I'm trying to do is get an invite. Can you imagine? I'm reckoning they're going to be pretty good fun too, by the way.
I mean, really, who in God's name is it hurting? It's just so stupid.
Absolutely no.
Aren't we after more love in this world?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I thought so, but, you know, apparently not. I don't know. It's just crazy, isn't it?
Crazy.
Thanks
for that, Linny.
Okay,
cheers.
See you guys.
On that snap poll, we've got Graham too from Carry On.
All right, Graham, your chance mate? At the snap poll. What do you think?
Well, I think there's far more important things to go on. As you said, Sarah, there's people that can't get medications for stuff that they need.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, come on.
Being able to afford their mortgage.
Yeah, perspective, huh?
Let's get perspective. And also, as you said, the census. That was a total disaster.
People couldn't even log on.
It was apparently run right.
Yeah.
And
look what they've done with the census. Street. Imagine now doing the postal vote. Oh, do you trust them? No. Praise the Lord. Okay. Graham. Thanks for that, Graham.
I don't trust any of them.
Thank you.
See you, mate. Bye.
Right, bye.
And we pay them money. Good money. Seriously. Anyway,
you know what? It's all very well to say, we're criticising, but you've got no chance, even if you are a person in government that has the right idea.
You can't go against the party machine.
Well, how can you? Because you'd be castigated, and I do understand that, but this is why most good people won't even be bothered getting involved.
But you know what's there? That's like most workplaces. You have a look in your own workplace. If there's a decision that's made from up above, you disagree with it, you've got no chance. If you want to retain your job, you can't say anything against it, otherwise they'll say see you later. And if you're in a position where there's not too many positions available because of the situation, you can't go against the party.
I know that, but even though I speak my mind, I do get that you have to be respectful and you still need to earn your money.
Mm.
But enough's enough sometimes.
This is where the public should
get behind each other and help the situation by having our say more when we get the opportunity.
Hey, we've got Brad from Sydney. Hey, Brad, what are your thoughts, mate?
Good morning, all. Basically, what people are forgetting, marriage belongs to religion. It really, in holy matrimony, it's between a man and a woman. So basically, you, I, everybody else, none of us can change it or vote on it. You know, this is all just a big waste of time and a waste of money, as far as I'm concerned.
And Brad, what would you say could help? Is there anything that can help, or is it because you've linked it back to religion? Is that where it starts and finishes?
Basically, that's yes. At the end of the day, marriage belongs to religion. Nobody has the right to change it.
Right.
Look, change the wording. Simple as that. It doesn't have to be the word marriage. Why can't it be a different word? A different look at it from a different perspective.
But Brad, do you have kids?
Legal binding contract. Anything, you know. But it doesn't have to have the word marriage.
Can I ask, Brad? Do you have kids though?
Yes.
Okay, just say if one of them came home and said, hey, Dad, I like the same sex. I want to get married. What would your thoughts be there?
Look, I don't agree with it. I wouldn't know. I'm too old now. My kids are way too old. I wouldn't know what to do under that situation if it did come across me.
But would you say then, oh, you guys can't get married because, even though you love each other?
I probably would have to say that, yes. But no, okay, I would say marriage. But how about a piece of paper that says a legal binding contract?
So you're not against two people that love each other being together, you're just saying the word marriage is probably the sticking point.
Got it.
Great, okay. Thank you, Brad, appreciate the call.
You're welcome, bye-bye.
Thank you, Brad. I think we'll take one more call. Dave from Avoca.
Hey, Dave. Hello.
Hey, Dave.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good, buddy.
Bit over everything, Dave.
Yeah, no, I'm hearing you. We all are, I think. I just want to comment on what Brad just said. Marriage is not a religious. It's not owned by religion in any way, shape, or form. Religious ministers are authorised by the government to carry out weddings, the same as non-denominational, you know, wedding celebrants are, but it's not owned by religion. That's just the greatest lie I've heard.
So you're then saying, as opposed to what Brad was just saying, that the word marriage should still be able to be used even if it's not being used in the way it was originally.
Well, originally it wasn't sanctioned by churches at all. Churches only recognise marriage as we understand it in the 1400s, if I have my... And marriage existed long before then. Like, the church has decided to jump on board and be a part of it, but they don't own it in any way, shape or form.
Do you think the church might be one of the reasons that there is such a problem with this? That
the church is absolutely the reason. It's the strongly religious members of Parliament who are objecting the loudest. And the most vocally.
Yeah. And not, we have
they
to,
are the reason.
We have to say not blanketing all religion, because I know there are, even locally, there are people, religious leaders, who support this very much.
Absolutely.
So
there are
it's fantastic.
Father Rod Bower is one of the greatest Australians you'll ever meet.
Absolutely. So then there are certain factions that are just so conservative.
It's the extreme, yeah.
And what they're worried about votes. That's what it is.
Of course it is.
Yeah, that's what it is.
They're all being threatened with being...
Yeah, that their constituents will vote against them in the next...
Can we just show them there's more of us than them? That we vote too.
Well, there are.
In the next election.
Every poll, minimum of 60% Australians want it. It's just crazy.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, mate, thanks for your comments, Dave.
Thank you
so much,
guys.
All right, yeah, have your say on 2GO's Facebook page.